For a few moments this morning, if you would turn with me to Exodus and chapter 14. Exodus and chapter 14, and we'll read from verse 13 down to verse 15. Exodus 14, verse 13 through to verse 15. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward." In verse 13 we read, "Fear ye not, stand still." But then in verse 15 we read, "Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward." And with these two verses in mind, I'd like us to consider this morning, standing still and going forward. Standing still and going forward. Dear congregation, hemmed in at the Red Sea, the children of Israel were plunged into great fear in seeing the Egyptians, which were now encamped just a short distance from them. We're told this in verse 10, "And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord." They were so afraid. Here were their enemies. Would they cry out unto the Lord? Yet sadly in doing so, they murmured against him. But a response came in verse 13. "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord." They murmured against the Lord. The Lord's servant was now commissioned to so speak in response to the people. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, how important it is that we are found standing still or sitting still and looking to the Lord. But then, having stood still or having sat still, we need to go forward in faith, as we note there in verse 15. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward." The Lord, who had shown great mercy on the night of the Passover, would not fail them now. The Lord will not fail us. You look back how the Lord has never failed you. New every morning are his compassions. The Lord will not fail you today or in the future. We're to stand still, but then we are to go forward. And right at the outset, just note the order here. First they were to stand still, and then they were to go forward. We mustn't reverse the order. We need to stand still first. And dear brothers and sisters, what a blessing it is to stand still and to consider the salvation of the Lord, salvation through our blessed Redeemer, and to go forward then in the light of that. Well, this morning I'd like us to consider simply, first of all, standing still, and then secondly, going forward. So let's read again verse 13. "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." How important it is that we stand still. Well, just briefly again, consider the background here. The Red Sea was before them. The children of Israel were hemmed in by the Red Sea, for the Egyptians now were on top of them. Fear had grasped their souls. They were so afraid. There was panic. There was unbelief in the camp. And they began to murmur. Note verse 11. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. You see this murmuring? Well, here comes the response. Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. They were to compose themselves. They were to hold their peace, as we note in verse 14. Stand still, do not run. Do not take things into your own hands. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And right at the outset here, let's consider more often each and every day the salvation of the Lord. And that all the help we needed was laid on our blessed Redeemer, as we see in Psalm 89, before the world was made. And stand still, therefore, each day and consider and see the salvation of the Lord, how he delivers you each and every day in straits, how he supports you on the journey. Well, here then, the children of Israel, they were in great fear. Their enemies were on top of them. And we may find ourselves in straits or in perplexing situations. We have many an enemy that comes near to us. Consider Satan. How he sifts us violently at times, as wheat in a sieve. He sends a fiery dart. He whispers in our ear. Sometimes one is led to question. But at other times one can be plunged into fear. Look at the situation that is now before you. What's going to happen? Satan can whisper such. And we can find ourselves sinking in fear. Look at the difficulty. Look what's happened to you. Remember, he hates you. He seeks your harm. Though he cannot get you back, though he wishes he could, he will seek to hurt you. 1 Peter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. How we need to be on our guard. We're in a battle. We need to be sober. We need to be vigilant. We have a great enemy. And he's as a roaring lion. Sometimes he whispers and we're plunged into fear. He seeks our hurt. Be on your guard. Do not underestimate him. Though very limited, and we are thankful for that, he is still a powerful foe. And we can find ourselves in great fear. Consider what Satan does at times. But then consider many another enemy. So many oppose Christ in this country. And so the believer will suffer. And it may be some unconverted man or woman in the street or in the workplace. And they're making it difficult for you. They send you some communication, maybe verbally or a letter or an email. And you just know they're being unkind. It comes to your attention. You know they're gossiping about you and they're making up lies about you and you're plummeted into fear. Well, we have our enemies. The children of Israel had the Egyptians. We have our enemies. But then consider the Red Sea was before them. What a hurdle that was. And sometimes there appears hurdles in our view, seemingly unsurpassable hurdles. What's going to happen? Here's the children of Israel, they're considering, what's going to happen? There's panic in the camp. Were they going to die now? The Egyptians were before them and the Red Sea was in front of them. Are you facing some hurdle? Is there something on the horizon? in providence now, something has appeared in the horizon, on the horizon, and you wonder what's going to happen. You may be up against a wall. What now, Lord? You may be in some situation in your life, in the workplace, and you begin to think, was I wrong on that? You know the hemmed in feeling? Here's the children of Israel. They know this hemmed in feeling. What's going to happen? Where's the way of escape? Particularly when I was a boy, I suffered from claustrophobia. And I used to get quite fearful. I remember on one particular occasion, in my grandfather's house, after getting pins and needles in one of my legs, my grandfather told me to go and run into every room in the house, and it was a big house. So I tried every door, and I went in, and there was one particular door, had a handle on the outside. I went in, it was like a cupboard on the side, and the door closed behind me, and there was no handle. And I panicked. I cried out. How am I going to escape? And you may be thinking, where's the way of escape for me in this trial? I'm hemmed in. I feel I'm trapped. Psalm 116, verse 3. The sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. And there the psalmist, the sorrows of death, they compassed him. The pains of hell get hold upon me. He felt he was trapped. Death was getting nearer. I found trouble and sorrow. And there can be those times when we, like the children of Israel, we're hemmed in. And we find trouble and sorrow. And we're plunged into fear. Remember, you have a sympathizing high priest. For there in Psalm 116, verse 3, we chiefly consider Christ speaking those words. And in his humiliation, he considered the sorrows of death compassing him. When you feel hemmed in, remember your beloved Redeemer, who felt the sorrows of death compassing him, and he found trouble and sorrow. In a time of war, the enemy may be in hot pursuit, and many a soldier, many an allied soldier was pinned down. You think on the beaches of Dunkirk, many British troops found themselves pinned down, hemmed in. We can be surrounded by our enemies and by our difficulties. And as a result, we begin to sink sometimes. Psalm 69, verse 1 through to verse 3. Save me, O God, for the waters are coming unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. You see that sinking? The waters came into his soul. I sink in deep mire. I'm weary of my crying. You've been there at times. Remember again, your sympathizing friend, your sympathizing high priest has been there. Psalm 69, verse 3, in his humiliation, I am weary of my crying. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We face such times. Weary of our crying. My throat is dried. I recall as a boy, a number of years ago, one evening, it was dark in the house, and I heard someone. Later I found out it was my mother. She decided to do a bit of cooking in the middle of the night. But I didn't know it was my mother, and I cried out. And then I couldn't cry anymore because my throat was dried. I was so fearful. Is there something that's making you fearful at this time? Here's the children of Israel then. They're fearful. But then, consider again, sadly, the children of Israel began to murmur. Let's seek to avoid murmuring. Well, think again of this time. Here they were sore afraid. They were troubled. What did the Lord Jesus Christ say to his disciples in the upper room? Let not your heart be troubled. The Greek word can be translated as troubled. or agitated, this inward commotion. You know what it's like to feel sick. You think of the inward commotion. You know when you face a time, you know that inward commotion, there's fear. Well, Moses said to the people here, "Fear ye not. Stand still. Fear ye not." It's interesting how often we read in the Word of God, "Fear ye not," or "Fear not." We read it this morning in Isaiah 41. Our Lord said to his disciples in the boat, "Fear not. Fear ye not." You know when a friend says to you, "Do not fear," that can be of some help. But when we hear the voice of the Lord saying it, and we grasp it, that can be such a comfort. "Fear ye not." And then we have these words, "Stand still." "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord." Stand still. Think of the children of Israel. There was panic. There was fear in the camp. Some were for running. "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." And the Lord says to you and me this morning, "Stand still." And wherever you are in your life at this moment, stand still. If you are in the green pasture, and he's made you to sit down in that green pasture or lay down in that green pasture, stand still afresh this morning. If you're in the valley and you know fear in your heart and you're worried about the future, the Lord says to you, "Stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Stand still. They were to physically stand still, but also in their hearts they were to stand still. Some were for running. Others were so fearful. What do we read in verse 14? "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." How we need to sit still with him. There needs to be a silence at times. There's a time for speaking, and there's a time to refrain from speaking. We read of in Ecclesiastes. There's a time to be silent. When we're so focused on the Lord, do not murmur nor complain. Do not panic, but quieten yourselves. Here's Moses, the leader, saying to the people, "Fear ye not, stand still, quieten yourselves." It's not easy at times, is it? We're only men and women. We're only boys and girls, those of you who are younger. But quieten yourselves. Stand still. Do not take things into your own hands. We can be restless. We are but men. Stand still. And what is the purpose here of standing still? That they might look to the Lord and consider his salvation. Now Moses here has great faith. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. Here's Moses. He believes. Do you believe this morning? Are you exercising faith? How good it is to stand still. At times we, like Peter, we take our eyes off the Lord and we look at the storm. We're only men, aren't we? Begin with myself. But what a blessing then to refocus and then place our eye of faith again on the Lord, to exercise faith. And consider him, there's my Redeemer. He accomplished redemption for me, that I might know the application of redemption from beginning to end. I will get there. I'll get to glory. And I'll get to that great day, and there'll be the redemption of the body. Romans 8 verse 23. Oh, to stand still and view the salvation of the Lord. Oh, to believe, to exercise faith. Remember those words in Hebrews 11 verse 29? By faith they passed through the Red Sea. You see here, this was an aid to the faith of those who were truly believing here at the camp. They were panicking. They were fearful. But how did they go through the Red Sea? By looking unto their Redeemer. By faith they pass through the Red Sea as by dry land. Moses was a great example. Here on the side of the Red Sea, Moses was believing. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord's servants must be an example of faith. But us all who love the Lord, seek to be an example of faith. You may be in some difficulty. You can be an encouragement to someone else by your focus on the Redeemer. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And if you're in some difficulty this morning, let me tell you, dear child of God, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. He will support you through the trial. At the appointed time, he will deliver you. And then one day, dear child of God, when your time comes and your last trial is past, you'll see deliverance and you'll see your Redeemer. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. Sit still. It's not easy at times. You know, there's a particular church in London, the Metropolitan Tabernacle. And I find their pews uncomfortable. I don't know why. I remember being at college there. I always found it hard to sit still on their pews. I don't know why. The angle of the pew. Like us at Cross Lanes, you've got some good pews here. But in some churches, it's hard to sit still, isn't it? Children find it hard to sit still at times. And so do the children of God. You know, I found it hard to sit still when I was a child. And sometimes now I still find it hard to sit still as a believer. But sit still, stand still, and look up. Exercise faith. Believe that God will act and deliver. He will support and deliver. Stand still. As already mentioned, it can be hard at times. And we find ourselves saying with that certain man whose child was possessed with a dumb spirit, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Yes, Lord, I am believing. But there is some unbelief. There's some doubts in my heart alongside that gift, that grace of faith. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Help me, Lord, to focus on thee. Help me to sit still and then see the salvation of the Lord. And what a thought it is. Here it is, to stand still to see the salvation of the Lord. Lord, help me. Help my unbelief. Stir my soul, lift my spirit, help my mind. Help me to focus my eye upon thee and thy word. Help me to swim by faith rather than wade through reason. Help thou mine unbelief. Stand still. Matthew Paul wrote, do not stagger with unbelief, but with quiet minds look up to God. On a certain occasion, Naomi told her daughter-in-law to sit still. Ruth did not know what the outcome would be. Would Boaz, as a redeemer, be able to redeem her and take her to be his wife? We read this in Ruth 3, verse 18. Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Sit still. Boaz, as it were, dear child of God, sit still. Your Redeemer, as it were, your beloved Redeemer, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Psalm 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord. Rest or be silent. Be still. Be still, my soul. Rest in the Lord. In that psalm, there are a number of exaltations. Well, listen to Spurgeon. This fifth, rest in the Lord, is a most divine precept and requires much grace to carry it out, to hush the spirit, to be silent before the Lord, to wait in holy patience the time for the clearing up of the difficulties of providence. You think of mother or child when they see their child being a little noisy. They seek to hush, to tell the child to be quiet. It's not easy. I find it difficult at times to tell my boys to be quiet. Be quiet, hush. Or we need to hush our spirits, our souls, to be silent before the Lord, that we might so focus on him, that we might consider him. Consider his salvation. He's blessed you so much. He's helped you in times past. He's helping you now. He will deliver. Dear brother or sister, dear members of this congregation, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. But let's consider secondly as we draw to a close this morning. Going forward. And notice that in verse 15. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. Now it's plain here on this occasion that Moses had turned to the Lord in earnest prayer. He had great faith here that the Lord would deliver, yet he still goes to the Lord in prayer. And there's a lesson for us. We might be so focused, we're believing that the Lord is going to deliver us in this situation, but still go and ask the Lord. Still turn to him in prayer. Keep praying in a difficulty, even if your faith is so strong and you believe you're going to get through. Pray also for deliverance. Moses believes in it. He turns again to the Lord and prays for it. Moses would have also prayed that the people might be forgiven their sin. They have been murmuring. Moses beseeches the throne of grace that the Lord would forgive their sin. He's been praying. Yet now what do we read here? The Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. They had murmured, but the Lord would show mercy and make a way of escape. What grace is seen here? The Lord would pardon. Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Just pause and reflect upon the Lord's goodness. We fail him, yet so often he shows us mercy. They were told to go forward. But let's consider this. Moses had prayed, but now was the time for action. Prayer is a vital part of the believer's life. We are to pray each day. We must talk to the Lord each and every day. First of all, to give him the praise, to thank him, to adore him, to confess our sins, but also to bring our petitions to the Lord. Prayer is so vital. Yet we learn here also, we need to be going forward. We must pray, but there must also be action. Matthew Henry, commenting on these words, wrote this: Moses had something else to do besides praying. It's so vital we pray, but also that we go forward. You must go forward, trusting in the Lord. It's so helpful here, isn't it? We're told to stand still first and then go forward. Sometimes we go forward without standing still. The right way is to stand still first and then go forward. The people were to go forward right down to the edge of the Red Sea. They must go down orderly. They must make their way. Notice verse 21, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. They went forward under the appointed time into the Red Sea, and the Lord made that way through the Red Sea. We stand still. We need to exercise faith. We need to pray and then go forward. We mustn't go forward in our own strength. We must stand still. We must exercise faith. We must pray for help and then go forward. Well, in closing, I'd like us to consider one or two brief things about going forward here. Firstly, go forward in obedience. Verse 15, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. The Lord inspired Moses previously to say, stand still. Now the Lord would have the people go forward. And we are to go forward in obedience. You may be in some trial. You're hemmed in. You may be fearful. Stand still. But then the Lord says, go forward. Go forward into obedience. Follow the word. Psalm 119, verse 35, make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Make me to go. I know the way, but make me to go that way. It's one thing to know the way, but it's another thing to go that way, isn't it? We need to go in obedience, in the Lord's strength. Secondly, go forward and do not complain. Go forward and do not complain. Consider again, Moses had been praying that the Lord would pardon the children of Israel their sin of murmuring. The Lord would show mercy, and he tells them to go forward through Moses' servant. And as they go forward, they're not to murmur. They've been murmuring. Stand still. Go forward now. Do not murmur. And if you've got any complaints, put them to one side now. Go forward and do not murmur. Thirdly, go forward exercising faith. Note those words again in verse 13. Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See, believe. They were to believe before they went into the Red Sea. They were to exercise faith. Now we know a number of them would just follow, but there would be those true believers there who were exercising faith as they went into the Red Sea. Go forward, exercising faith. Maybe a great hurdle before you. Your enemies are behind you. Look unto the Lord. Consider your Redeemer. Go forward, exercising faith. Remember again those words in Hebrews 11, verse 29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. By faith. There are the rivers of difficulty before you. Focus your eye on your shepherd who will lead you through, on your Redeemer who will carry you. Psalm 56, verse 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. That's interesting there, isn't it? The psalmist knows there will be times when he's fearful. But he makes this vow before the Lord that when he is fearful, he is going to trust in him. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Fear not, stand still, go forward, trusting in the Lord. Isaiah 12, verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust. Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What a blessing to be able to go on and say, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Trust him. He will see you through. It may be difficult for you, the valley, but I can assure you, dear child of God, he will see you through. That leads us on to consider another point here. Fourthly, go forward in the trials we face. Go forward in the trials we face. They were hemmed in. The Egyptians were behind them. The sea was in front of them. They were to go forward. They weren't out of the difficulty yet, were they? Go forward in your trials. Stand still. That's vital, isn't it? But then go forward. Isaiah 50 verse 10. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and have no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Now we consider there in Isaiah a God-fearer. We're not thinking of an unbeliever in darkness. We're thinking of a God-fearer who's walking in the darkness of affliction. It's so dark, Lord. I know that thou art there, but it's so dark. The way seems dark. Some of the providences of God are dark and mysterious, as John Flavel pointed out all those years ago. You're walking in darkness. You're in the trial of affliction. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Trust and lean upon the Lord. He's there for you and he can support you. He can bear you. Lean on him. Lean on the beloved, as we see in the Song of Solomon 8 verse 5. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? A wife may be weary, tired, and she leans on her beloved husband. We, the people of God, let's lean on Christ. Go forward into the trial, leaning on your Redeemer. He accomplished redemption for you. Lean on him. Trust him. He will see you through every trial. He will see you to heaven, and he will welcome you into heaven. In testing times, let's go forward, proving the Lord. Fifthly, go forward serving him. Go forward serving him. They had left Egypt behind them. They were going into the wilderness to serve the Lord. Moses was leading them. He was serving here. We can consider ministers as under shepherds. They lead. We think of the ruling elders who rule, the deacons who serve, the Sunday school teachers who teach, the missionaries that go forward. Parents bringing up their children. Let's go forward and serve the Lord, even in affliction. We thought earlier of an example of one can be an encouragement to another, of trusting the Lord in affliction. And that's serving the Lord, isn't it? Showing to others that you're trusting him in this affliction is serving the Lord, isn't it? Go and serve him. Go forward in these days of difficulty. We see so little fruit, but we're to go forward. You remember Simon Peter? He'd been out toiling all night, yet he would go forward and serve the Lord. Luke 5 verse 5. Master, we've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Nevertheless, I'm in a trial. I know discouragements, but nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Go forward to serve him. And what a privilege it is to serve the Redeemer, isn't it? Even in a dark valley, to serve him. We've just recently been thinking of those who served in the First World War. They served the king when they were in the trenches, in all that filth and mud. You may be in a valley, in a trench of difficulty, but what a privilege to serve the King. And then sixthly and finally this morning, go forward towards deliverance. Go forward towards deliverance. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still, focus, go forward now, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. You're going forward, dear child of God, not to ruin, but towards deliverance. And how thankful we are. It's towards deliverance. It may be some time coming in the trial you're facing, but you're going to be delivered. And you'll be delivered from all your trials. Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Remember the apostle of... remember the testimony of the apostle? 2 Timothy 3, verse 11. Persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, were persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Out of them all. Go forward towards deliverance. You may be in some trial. We, the people of God in this nation, we feel so much the difficulty, but we're going forward towards deliverance. Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Go forward, dear child of God. You will see the salvation of the Lord. It may be a very difficult time comes for you. And it gets so hard and it's hard to think. The Lord one day takes you home to heaven. You'll be rejoicing that you saw the salvation of the Lord. Go forward. Go forward towards victory. Go forward towards deliverance. And on the way, remember this, he will assist you. He will help you. Psalm 66, verse 10, for thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. A place of rest, a place of liberty, of calm. And sometimes we find ourselves again in the green pastures. One day we will find ourselves in the heavenly country. Deliverance. He will help you. He will assist you. Just over a year after I went into the ministry, a dear friend of mine, whom I knew when I was a boy in the church at Totham, Pastor Okba, he was arrested and found himself in prison out in Eritrea. So difficult it was for him. After a while, they released him because they thought he was going to die. He went back to his people. There was still great persecution, and he was arrested again. And he faced such harsh conditions. He found himself in a metal lorry container in the night time, but also in part of the day. At other times, he was forced to carry rocks up a mountain because of faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ. He wouldn't recant. He was physically abused in ways that I cannot describe to you. He was mentally abused. And yet he was released in the spring of this year. I was told the news that something has happened to Pastor. I thought he had gone home to heaven. He'd been released from the prison. It's very humbling because most of the time I've been in the ministry, he's been in prison. Yet the Lord supported him. And the Lord delivered him. I know I will not see him here upon earth, but one day I will see him in heaven when all his trials are over. Go forward in the trial. Go forward towards deliverance. Now, do you see the point here? How we need to stand still to consider that we're going to see the salvation of the Lord. We're going to see deliverance. Dear brethren, stand still. And then go forward. And as you go forward, remember this. Your Redeemer, your Mediator, will go with you. May the Lord's name be praised. Amen.